Happy Friday. It's Friday, January 3rd, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy New Year. A new year to be productive, happy, and yes, vulnerable. But one thing not to be, don't be afraid. Last week, I talked about the danger of living a repressed life and the messages that try to undermine us. Negative self-talk, cognitive distortions, and self-destructive behavior. These messages come from everywhere. Our upbringing, religion, society, and our peers. They want to beat us down and shut us up. Speaking out against these voices can be scary. It leaves us vulnerable to even more bullying and hate. But living in fear is an awful place to live. There's enough hate in the world. And since we can't control everyone that wants to harm us, it's important to first take care of ourselves. When we're strong, healthy, and confident, it's easier to defend ourselves. The new year is a great time to take stock in how we care for ourselves. We do that through self-awareness, self-compassion, and self-encouragement. Self-awareness means practicing mindfulness. Catherine Chan uses her RAIN method to develop self-awareness. R-A-I-N. Recognize when you're experiencing negative thoughts or emotions. Pause and notice what you're feeling. What's the saying? We listen and we don't judge. Allow yourself your emotions. Denying them just amplifies their intensity. Acknowledging them for what they are diffuses their power. Investigate the root cause of these emotions. Get curious. What triggers these feelings? What underlying need or fear might be feeding them? Nurture yourself with understanding. Emotions come and go. They can't always be trusted, good or bad. But the emotions we feel don't define our worth. When we have a deeper awareness of what we're feeling, we can break away from the automatic patterns of negative thoughts. Self-compassion involves forgiveness and acceptance. We should treat ourselves with the same kindness we would offer a dear friend. Now, being human means being imperfect. Sometimes we'll make mistakes and stumble, but we can do that without harsh self-judgment. Being imperfect doesn't mean failure, because perfection doesn't exist. This doesn't mean settling for mediocrity. But when we accept ourselves, flaws, struggles, imperfections and all, we lay a foundation of unconditional self-worth that we can build on. When we treat ourselves with compassion, our stress decreases. And our emotional resilience increases. Then we can move past shame without holding on to it. Self-encouragement. This is where we celebrate our strengths. Yeah, what does that mean? Do what you do best. Whether it's cooking, writing, problem-solving, art, immersing yourself in things that show off your strengths, That builds your confidence. Sometimes it's the small victories. So celebrate progress, no matter how minor it seems. If you gotta put on your to-do list, make the bed, fold the clothes, you go. Every step forward counts. And make sure you surround yourself with positivity. Connect with people who uplift you and affirm you. Friends that remind you about your past achievements. Yes, I'm talking about you. They cultivate optimism about your future. So if you've talked shit about me or worked against me, don't be surprised that you're not invited to my world this year. There's a lot in the world to be afraid of. From Mother Nature beating the hell out of us to how many planes crashed this week to the rebirth of the Nazis. I'm not even talking about this fucker here. I'm talking about Germany, the literal rise of the new Nazi party. With all this going on, the last thing we should be doing is beating up ourselves. I want you to be strong. I want you to be confident. I want you to be happy. And you know what? You're worth it. This week, 48-year-old travel agent Andrei Kotov, who had 15 police officers arrest, beat, and electrocute him, was murdered in his jail cell. Well, police say he killed himself. That's Russian police, of course, because Andrei was arrested, charged, and ultimately killed in Moscow for organizing a New Year's trip to Egypt for some queer people. In Russia, spreading LGBT ideology is a crime. Crazy conservatives here in America seem to side with Putin these days. Never in my life thought I'd say that before. By demeaning and demonizing gay people in this country, too. As I've warned my gay brothers and sisters, never forget, they want us dead. In this scary world, it's important to stand up for truth. It's important to stand up for yourself. Because that's the only way we'll be able to stand up for each other. And together, that's how we fight fear. That's what Tub Talk and Lone Star stand for in their song, Not Afraid. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, if anyone dares tell you otherwise, you're worth it. Thanks so much for listening. Self-awareness, compassion, and encouragement. I wish you all three this year. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.